Jay Donahue, conductor and artistic director of the Symphony of the Hills, tells us what the concert's been named.
Storm and Stress, Symphonic Adventures. We built this theme around the pieces we're playing.
The pieces they're playing are stormy and stressful, but in a good symphonic kind of way.
Like the overture to William Tell. Well, you know, that's got certainly a chase scene, and it's got a storm scene and some stress going on.
And there's more.
We're doing Peter and the Wolf, and how Peter and his friends capture the wolf before the hunters come and shoot him, and they march him off to the zoo. I mean, there's a lot of storm and stress in that story.
Peter and the Wolf, you've got a narrator, as I understand.
We do. Our narrator is Jeffrey Brown. The narration just tops it off.
Perhaps to cut down on the stress levels during the concert, another event is held just beforehand.
We have a very nice wine reception. Begins, I believe, at 6:30 in the lobby.
It all happens Thursday night at Kerrville's Kathleen Callow Theater. What can you expect?
If they've never been to a Symphony of the Hills concert, I think they're going to be really blown out of the water. It's really a marvelous orchestra.
The Symphony is also holding two outreach concerts that day to teach children about classical music.
Public school students and private school students and homeschool youngsters from the general Hill Country area will be there.
We've more on the Symphony of the Hills and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.